Hello, today is Friday, May 4th, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the April 2007 U.S. employment situation. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.5% in April, which is an incremental increase over February's 4.4%. That unemployment rate was the result of about 6.8 million unemployed out of a civilian labor force of just over 152.5 million and slightly less than 146 million of them employed. About 79 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of just 88,000. The goods-producing sector's loss of 28,000 jobs was because both the construction sector, which lost 11,000 jobs, and manufacturing, which also shipped 19,000 jobs out the doors, suffered job losses. The pace of new jobs in natural resources and mining continued to slow, but was able to pump out 2,000 new jobs. The service-providing sector continued to add jobs, albeit at a slower pace than it has been doing recently. It added 116,000 new jobs in April from March, which was up 141,000 jobs from February. The retail trade sector processed a 26,100 job loss in April. Professional and business services returned to the growth path with a gain of 24,000. One of the larger gains was in computer systems design and related services that added 11,300 jobs. Education and health services also stayed healthy with 53,000 new jobs. Two subsectors added jobs in April. Hospitals checked in 6,600 more jobs, and home health care services added 3,400 jobs. Leisure and hospitality continued to keep the light on for new workers. It was also up 22,000 jobs in April. The government did its part. Government jobs were up 25,000, with state governments adding 9,000 jobs, local governments taking in 12,000 new employees, and the federal government adding 4,000 jobs. For those of you in the staffing industry, it did not fare well. According to the BLS, temporary help services employment continued to shrink with a 6,200 job loss in April to settle at 2,622,200. That's seasonally adjusted. For April, temporary help employment was down 0.24% from the previous month and down 0.38% from April 2006. Temporary help services employment lost incremental market share of overall jobs in April to 1.9%, its lowest point since August 2005. On the whole, this was a pretty weak jobs report. The total number of new jobs in April, up only 88,000, was consistent with some earlier published estimates. But if you take out the 25,000 jobs created by the government, that only leaves 63,000 new jobs. Wages continued on an upward track, with average hourly earnings rising in April by 4 cents, which was up 0.2% over the month. The unemployment rate ticking up 0.1% to 4.5% in April, there were only 77,000 more unemployed persons in April from March, is really not a sign for concern like the anemic new jobs data. However, the number of employed persons declined by nearly a half a million. Stay tuned. Things are about to get interesting. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.